This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. And, yeah, that is a new phone number. In fact, I didn't even update the website. So the one that you see at freetalklive.com is not correct. The new number, 1-800-259-5791.
You'll have to here take care of that on a break. And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And anything goes. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything that is on your mind, if you take control of the phones. If you don't, we'll bring up what we want to. And, of course, we've got a whole bunch of different things to talk about tonight. Also, don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the archives there. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, you can scroll down past day six. You'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org there. And at downloadradio.org, you're going to get literally months worth of the show. All of it is on the house at freetalklive.com.
And helping us to bring that to you is the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So, all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. I think, though, that we'll start with a quick update on the unidentified flying objector.
I'm interested. This has been a little while.
Now, do one of you guys want to recap who the unidentified flying objector was? What happened with all that?
He's the man from New Hampshire who... what was his name?
Russ Canning.
Yeah, Russ Canning, who decided to go to a local airport and attempt to fly without any sort of identification, hence why he got the term UFO coined after him.
Right.
As the unidentified flying objector, because he wanted to get on a plane and not have to go through all the, you know, ID process.
As you would think that you should be able to do. In fact, apparently you can do, provided you're willing to go through what they call secondary screening. So if you go to an airport and you don't have your identification, or you say you forgot it or whatever, they can give you the secondary screening, which is the more intense, more, mm-hmm. shall we say, personal screening. And then if you pass the secondary screening, you'll be allowed through and you can board your plane. However, he didn't want to have the secondary screening. He just wanted to get on the plane just after the primary, the regular screening, and obviously they wouldn't allow that. So he was charged with trespassing, arrested, and then he got out of jail shortly after that.
I don't know. All I know is most massage therapists charge, like, I don't know, you're looking at least in the vicinity of $40, $50, $60 an hour for just a regular massage. I mean, I think most of these, that type of inspection, I don't think that you could even pay most massage therapists to do the things that these agents do in those secondary inspections.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you might get touch you?
I think
they definitely touch you.
Yeah, there's definitely some touching going on.
In special parts.
Yeah, in special places to make sure you're not hiding anything.
So here's the news today. Russell Canning received a little, I guess, piece of mail from the TSA, and he actually took the time to scan it in and posted up on the New Hampshire Underground forums over at nhfree.com. So I was just kind of scanning through this myself here, and I'm not going to read this bureaucratese, this legalese to you. It's a two-page letter explaining that because he was in the airport, he was subject to the transportation security regulations, including subsection whatever, which provides that nobody may mess with their security. Basically is what it says. And so it kind of recaps what it was that he did. It says that he refused to submit, and then refused to submit again. And because of that, he is now, quote, subject to a civil penalty not to exceed $10,000 for each violation of these regulations. After reviewing the investigative file, the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, proposes to assess you a civil penalty in the amount of $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
They are assessing him a civil penalty of $2,500 for refusing to show identification at the airport.
Well, at least they're not presupposing that they have the government authority to actually do it. You understand? A civil penalty is like saying, you have no penalty at all.
What do you mean?
Well, he would they have to go to court to get a civil penalty enforced.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't owe that money until such time as
a judge says so.
$2,500. Clack.
How many people know
and
that?
Even then, he still doesn't have to pay it because he can just let it, you know, go on his credit. I mean,
really?
Yeah, sure. You never have to pay anyone in this country.
There'd be a lien. There'd be a lien on your home.
Providing he has a home that he owns, which he doesn't.
When you sold it.
I don't believe he has any, like, personal assets like that with which they could go after him.
Then he wouldn't have to pay it.
Huh. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what you know, continues to happen here in this situation. Actually, at the very bottom of this document, there's a warning that says unauthorized release may result in civil penalty or other action. So at the very bottom of the document, it basically says, don't show anybody else this document.
Right.
So what did he do? Scanned it in and posted it for the world to see.
Well, good.
You got to love this guy. He's awesome. I didn't know if by revealing parts of the document on the air, we might also get assessed a civil penalty. So
well,
who knows? Maybe Free Talk Live will be assessed soon, sometime soon.
It'd be a lot of fun if we were.
So I didn't realize that. I mean, I guess I kind of knew it myself, but I wonder how many other people faced with a note like this from the TSA would realize what you said, man, which is that it's a civil penalty not backed by a judge. They can just disregard it, is what you're saying.
You don't disregard it because, I mean, there's a case that they would have to take it to civil court.
Right.
You know, civil penalty. If, for instance, you responded back, you don't have to respond to the piece of paper. I would have to look at it just to make sure.
Right.
I wouldn't give it to a lawyer because lawyers like these sorts of pieces of paper.
Sure.
It's like, work, you know, money. And, you know, they hear things like that. I think you probably pretty safely just ignore that. And then if the second one came, you know, you could write a letter back that said, you know, civil penalty. What is a civil penalty?
Yeah.
Define civil penalty.
That's
what
I'm
not giving you a check.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd write back something with just a bunch of questions for them to answer and spend a whole bunch more time on me. And, yeah, it kind of brings me back to another similar issue we had a few months back about a father who had put, I don't know if it was like a knife or, he put some sort of so-called weapon in his college-age daughter's, one of her book bags, and she was coming back from college, the TSA found it, confiscated it, sent her on her way, got her on the plane, and she got home and everything. It was 2 months down the line when the TSA sent what I presume was something similar to this, where they assessed them a $250 penalty for having contraband in the girl's bag.
Right.
And, you know, it just makes me wonder how many people are found to have some sort of item, and the TSA confiscates it, and then they send that person one of these civil penalty notices, and they just sort of take it as a, oh, I've got to pay this, and then they... You know, they pay the so-called fine, even though it's not really a fine. It's just a proposed assessment.
Well, think about this for a second. What is a, if you think about a civil case versus a criminal case, in a criminal case, if they charge you money, you would be in danger of going to jail if you didn't pay the money.
Okay.
In a civil case, if they charge you money, you know, the judge says, you know, assessment of $2,500 against you, Ian.
Right.
The worst thing that can happen to you is that they... come try to confiscate property for that assessment or something like that.
Understood.
Yeah.
You know what I want to know is they claim that once he was in the airport, he was subject to the security regulations. How do you expect everybody to know what the security regulations are? I mean, because they cite the section of the regulations that he violated, section 1540.105A. How many subsections are there? I mean, can I go to my nearest airport and ask to see the transportation security regulations so I can be sure that I'm complying with every single one of them? Can I approach the customer service counter and get a copy of that tome of information? How could you possibly... Are there warnings posted on the front doors of the airports warning everyone that by entering this airport, they're subject to these regulations? I highly doubt it. More coming back. Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, the new number, 1-800-259-5791. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day?
Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon, a hot dog was a nickel, and a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
This is Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
800-259-5791. Technical difficulties tonight. 1-800-259-5791. It is your show. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we've got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll get an update in your email box if you're on the updates list, of course, which is totally free, like everything else is, at freetalklive.com. And to get on that list, you just go straight to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. So then, we go to the phones and to the fun. This is the show about your calls. TSA George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello. Hey, George.
I just got a question. When and why did you change your number?
That's today. It's a network thing. They just changed it. There's some technical things. Things happen. This happens in the radio business. Phone numbers change over time.
Okay.
We'll, it's clear you were able to deal with it, George. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling talking about your last segment there. That's a complete surprise to me that they actually fine people for bringing knives on
you
that.
You didn't know about that?
They don't tell us nothing. I'm at the bottom end of the totem pole, guys.
Oh, so you don't get a cut, man. That's somebody is raking it in off of this
yeah,
stuff.
Tell me about it right there. I mean, I guess I'm just glad I don't have to deal with passengers much because I work the employee checkpoint.
Since we have you on the line, one of my questions was, what we were talking about last segment was Russell Canning, the unidentified flying objector from New Hampshire. He's the guy who tried to board a plane over the summertime without showing identification. Well, they sent him this notice saying, you've been assessed with a $2,500 proposed civil penalty for trying to board a plane and not showing identification. And they said that when you're in the airport, you're subject to the transportation security regulations. And it just kind of made me wonder, George, since you're a paid employee of the TSA, since you are one of those people who are literally on the floor searching people, you wear that snazzy white outfit that they wear. Do you know what the transportation security regulations are? Were you presented with the book of transportation security regulations to familiarize yourself
with that? Yeah, that SOP thing. Yeah, but at my airport, the actual airport grounds itself is under the jurisdiction of MWA, which is Metro Washington Airports Authority kind of thing. And TSA only covers the checkpoint. And the baggage area is near the big, you know, those big luggage screening machines.
I see.
Yeah, that's what I've been told right there. We don't... The rest of the airport, like once you walk in, we don't actually have jurisdiction over that. That's MWA.
I see. Well, maybe I was just a little bit confused. Maybe what they were saying was in the screening area, they have jurisdiction. So you said something about SOP. What's that, Standard Operating Procedure?
You got it right there.
So they gave you some rules as to how you're supposed to operate, but they didn't actually give you the transportation security regulations, the actual law, the actual regulations that are on the books that allegedly govern people who are in your security area. Have you ever seen a copy of that?
Not the regulation thing. All I saw was operating procedures thing, but that's written in pencil anyway. They change that like every month, no joke.
The operating procedures. That's pretty much just tells you what to do and how to do it, correct?
Yeah, only for this month, and then next month they change it again.
I see.
Wow. And it's retarded like that.
Hmm.
Like, personally, they need to change it so that we don't even bother screening pilots. It's like, why do we got to screen these guys? If they wanted to bring the plane down, ain't nothing we can do to stop them. All they got to do is wait till their co-pilot goes to the bathroom, lock the door, point the, you know, push it down on the stick and say, see you now, guys.
Yeah. They're screening pilots. Makes sense.
Amazing.
Yeah.
George, thanks as always. Anything else?
Well, everyone's complaining about TSA. I'd just like to make a complaint about some stupid passengers here, you know. All right.
I'm sure you have your share of them.
Yeah. I was like, just the other night, I'm standing at the exit door, and the exit doors are made of glass. This one passenger walks up, looks out the thing at baggage claim, looks at me, looks at the baggage claim area again, looks at me again, and then goes, is that baggage claim out there? And I'm like, no, that's customs.
That's where the bags are.
Like
my favorite dumb, customer question has to be, "Where's the restroom?" Now,
yeah.
I understand when you're lost in a store, you're new in a store, that sort of thing. That's fine. But when there's huge signs pointing to the restroom, often enough
like
to
an airport where the signs are probably like 10 foot by 10 foot,
to where you could easily look up and easily determine where the restroom is from pretty much any point. I think then it's a little bit silly of a question, although it is the most frequently asked question, I have to say, in the retail business.
Yeah, I find that especially amusing when it's right across the way from them.
There you go.
It's right out the door. There it is.
Well, at an airport, how can you not be right across the way from a restroom? I mean, they all have restrooms. It's all over.
Look over at the brightly lit sign with the little man and woman on it.
Yeah.
George, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. Get you on Free Talk Live, like Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I want to talk about the $2,500 regulatory fine.
Yes. Well, they went easy on him. It could have been a maximum of $10,000. Aren't they generous by, you know, just taking it easy and giving him 25% of the maximum?
Yeah, you got to be clear, though. It's not a regulatory fine. It's a civil assessment.
Right.
That's
penalty.
That's where they get you right there. I'd like to know what kind of statistics they show how many people pay those fines.
That's a great question.
I bet nobody marks that down, actually. Nobody's covering that. I mean, I don't think
they're operating as a corporation, I'm sure. So, I mean, by law, they have to be, you have to show them like a profit.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know about that. It is a good question, Eric.
But it's obviously an abrupt show of force because I know the tollways here in Dallas. You don't pay your 50 cents or 75 cents. They will do a failure to appear, $150, and they put a warrant out for your arrest.
Indeed,
over 50 cents.
I don't know if that's going to happen in this case. I know that Mr. Channing definitely is not going to pay this assessment.
I think that this is how the income tax got out of control. Well, once you start paying it, there's a thing called consensus. See, we all owe income tax because, as a majority of society, we all think we do owe it. Mm-hmm. You go to a court of law in front of a jury, all the jury has a consensus that income tax is owed, therefore we all owe income tax.
Right, because they've all been lied to for
their whole
lives.
That's right. Well, they start paying these lowest civil assessments, all of a sudden now you have a consensus that, hey, well, you brought a knife on board, you need a $10,000 fine.
Well, the other problem is, since everybody believes they have to pay income tax, then they feel like the people that aren't paying the income tax are cheaters. Then they feel like, well, if I have to pay, then you have to pay.
Right.
So that's some more mind control.
And this thing with Russell Canning, though, wasn't anything to do with even bringing anything on the plane. He just didn't want to show his ID. I mean, he didn't bring anything.
He does have civil disobedience, but this accidental knife thing, or, you know, probably wouldn't have been a knife, but we consider a knife.
Right.
You know, that's unbelievable. 2 months later, they get a thing in the mail, and there's probably no way to contest it. You have to go to some administrative court thing, and I could just imagine this.
You're right. As a matter of fact, they attached what he didn't scan in and post on the website was the 4 pages of forms that was included after the letter, which included different forms he could fill out if he wanted to contest it, that sort of thing. So he can follow their little rules if he wants to contest the fine, but of course their rules operate completely outside.
I agree with you. I would ignore it, just act like, you know, first of all. That's just unbelievable. It really is,
Eric. And hopefully more people will come on board on your side of things and just ignore this garbage. And hopefully we can do something in the future. Maybe, I don't know, elect some libertarians that'll abolish the TSA. Because if we don't get the Republicans and Democrats out of there, all this security stuff is going to keep getting worse. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Again, new phone number, 1-800-259-5791. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. And coming up, Johnson, where are we going next?
I want to talk about the Internet.
The Internet?
Yep.
There's a lot to say about the Internet. What about it?
There certainly is. It could break.
The Internet could break. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat, and the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626, or visit no-bo.com today.
Listening to Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791, toll free, 800-259-5791. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Again, 800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, doing the voting push as always. We do it at the beginning of every month because PodcastAlley.com, the beginning of every month, they reset their voting. Now, PodcastAlley.com is probably the hub, the center for all things podcasting. And we're not just a radio show. We also podcast the show on the internet as well. And thanks to those of you who have gone to vote for the show so far this month, we are the number one podcast in the world at PodcastAlley.com. So, we can't stop, though. If you haven't voted yet this month, we still need your vote because the voting goes on throughout the entire month. So, if you have yet to go, head right now to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that is vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address, and you can cast your vote.
Join the landslide.
Yeah, you know, I want to put them to sleep. I want to put the competition to sleep on PodcastAlley.com. You know, just vote so, it'd be so high up there that they
just give up.
Yeah. And, we need people to go
lead
to vote.
1,000 votes.
We've got a bit of a lead right now, but we definitely need to separate ourselves from the rest of the pack some more. So, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. And if you've already voted, pass the word on to your friends. Shoot it off to your instant message list, to your email buddies. Again, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com.
You already know our AMP goal.
Yes.
Well, votes are free.
That's so right.
We should be able to hit that same number in votes. Easy.
That'd be nice.
Come on.
All right, so Johnson, you said the internet could break? What are you talking about?
Okay, I've got actually 2 points on the internet here. The first here is that there's currently a major conflict between the United States and the rest of the world about who should control the internet. They're fighting over...
Who controls the internet right now?
The United States. It's a company called ICANN.
ICANN.
And that company is owned by the government or what?
No, it's a private organization, and I don't know enough about it.
I see.
Basically, what it is that there are the way the internet works, and
keep it simple.
Simple as I can, and you can make me speak even more simply if necessary.
Okay.
Everyone knows how their phone number works, right? You've got a number, you dial that number in, and it goes to your phone, right?
Correct.
Okay. Computers, contrary to what you might believe, work the exact same way. You punch in a number, and that connects you to the computer. The difference is that the geniuses over at the internet have made what's called DNS. That stands for Dynamic Name... Actually, I'm not sure on this. It's a Dynamic Name System, I think.
I thought it was Domain Name System.
Domain Name System.
Or something like that.
Whatever. Something like that. Did a Dynamic Name, Domain Name Service, whatever. What it means is that your little phone number instead becomes a name, like www.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is actually a number. There's actually an IP address, Internet Protocol, which is basically like a phone number.
And most people never see it.
You never see it. You're used to going and going to, you know, www.freetalklive.com.
Right, so the
it's basically like on your cell phone, you know, when you go to your contacts name, that name has replaced the number. You can now dial your phone by putting
in
somebody's name.
What happens when you punch in freetalklive.com and hit enter is your internet provider goes to what they call the DNS,
right,
and they say, hey, where's this freetalklive.com at? And then the DNS comes back and says it's at 160.567. You know, they give you the actual number they give the web browser the number, and then
right,
a request is sent to that number
now,
and
there
you
is,
get the website.
All this stuff, there's like caching, and there's local services. Like, for example, your internet service provider has DNS and whatnot. But at certain given times, all computers need access to, in order to use the internet anyway, or the web portion of the internet, need access to the root DNS servers, which are maintained by ICANN.
I see. So there's a central database of all of the numbers, basically a central address book, if you will, of all of the computers that have numbers on the internet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That have domain names.
That have domain names that are pointing to numbers.
Right.
And so ICANN is the company, the organization that houses those.
Right.
So what's the controversy?
Okay, so the controversy is they are fighting over who will control the root DNS servers and assign IP addresses. The U.S. is against an independent international body to do this. This could fracture the internet into multiple country and regional mini-internets, with conflicts over the IP address and domain name assignments, with no interconnects in between them.
Now, does that mean that the different countries would then withdraw their internet sites
right
from...
China would probably be one of the biggest ones where they would go.
I don't know about you, but I don't go to a lot of Chinese sites.
Right.
Right. And I don't think that the internet would suffer greatly if China pulled out.
I think it would suffer greatly because there are a lot of people in these different countries who do use the internet. I mean, there are...
Oh, no.
While there are not
suffer
necessarily...
The countries would suffer. My question is, will the internet as a whole suffer?
Yes. Here's why. There are a lot of users in these other countries. I'm not talking about websites. There are plenty of users and people in these other countries. I mean, how many foreign people are listening to Free Talk Live right now?
Lots of them.
From around the world. Lots and lots of people.
20% of our web traffic is from foreign.
If the internet was broken, then that would be a problem.
Well, and what you're saying, the reason why it would be a problem, for instance, would be if each country had their own little DNS service, that would pretty much mean that somebody else in China could register freetalklive.com in China, and then if you were in China and you typed in freetalklive.com, it would get you to the Chinese freetalklive.com, which could be anything.
Right.
And if you were anywhere else in the world that was connected to our DNS database, you'd get to the correct website. So that would really cause some serious issues, I think, over time.
You know, and I don't know exactly where I stand on this necessarily, because I like the way the internet is now, so I'm all for maintaining the status quo, but at the same time, I don't know that the United States is necessarily the best country for laws in regards to the internet. I'm just afraid that if it were to go to some sort of an international body, it would become all sorts of more government on the internet.
Oh, sure.
Who knows?
So, if you made an international body, the...
Well, who's behind the international body? Is it the UN?
I don't know.
I would presume it would be. Weren't they talking about controlling the internet recently?
There's been all sorts of stuff on the internet, too, and all sorts. The Bush administration said in July that the United States would maintain its historic role in authorizing changes or modifications to the authoritative root zone file. In so doing, the government intends to preserve the security and stability of the technical underpinnings of the internet. Without consensus, some experts say that countries might move ahead with setting up their own domain name system, or DNS, as a way of bypassing ICANN.
Which they could do. I mean, it'd be interesting if they did that, because then there'd be a little bit of competition, I suppose.
It could be, you know, and maybe that might be a way that the internet, too, gains a foothold. I don't know, you know, if these other countries do that and maybe try and start a second internet, I'm not sure.
Well, one thing's for sure, if the other countries decided we don't want to play the United States' game anymore, they could go ahead and create their own internets for that country, in which case the technology would have to figure out a way around it. And I'm sure the technological sector could figure out a way around it.
Now,
that their internets would be crappier than ours. Let's be clear.
Well,
United States is going to have the best internet. Therefore, the rest of the countries, the people that know are in the know, and
that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true. Because,
really?
Yeah, IP, the new Internet 2 technology that's currently out there, can transfer at a rate of about 4 or 5 DVDs per second.
Uh huh.
So that's a hell of a lot of data.
But what's that? That has to do with transferability. That doesn't really have to do with the
fact that you could, like, run an application on another computer.
Most people buy things on the
video.
Internet.
I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that you could do through that kind of an internet connection that you can't do now.
Well, these are certainly exciting times, and hopefully I don't think we went over anybody's head with that one. If we did, 800-259-5791.
I have another point on
that.
Why the U.S. shouldn't be running anything with the internet.
We might get to that. And also coming up, an email from somebody who actually thinks the drug war is kind of a good thing. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
This is Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 800-259-5791. You can join us on the phones and bring up anything, from the political to the personal. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. By the way, we're doing another auction. We auctioned off the top banner on the website last week. Now I figured, well, let's see what the third banner goes for. So we're auctioning off the third banner. It's up to $6, and if you want to bid on it to promote your product, your service, your favorite band, pretty much anything goes on the banner. It's your space. You can use it as your canvas. Go to auction.freetalklive.com. That's auction.freetalklive.com. This particular auction, just going to do a three-day one, just to see what we can get in 3 days. Because it seems like you have a couple. When you do an auction, it seems like you have a few people bid on the first day. Nobody bids through that throughout the second, third, fourth, fifth,
intervening
6 days.
And then on the final day,
the last bids come in.
Yeah.
So let's keep it we'll cut it short this time. Three-day auction. We're auctioning off the third banner on the site, auction.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about, speaking of the Internet, we've been talking about this controversy over the ICANN, the Internet, don't know what that stands for. It's basically the...
Just go to ICANN.org.
Yeah.
ICANN.org.
It's the group that, company, group, organization that basically controls the Internet. They are the central repository of all of the domain names on the Internet and where they point to. And we won't get any more technical than that, but continuing on this particular path, Johnson...
Well, the reason why I was saying that the United States shouldn't necessarily have any sort of control over the Internet is because of certain little incongruities, let's just say.
Okay.
FBI admits to making mistakes in Internet, phone intercepts. The FBI says it sometimes gets the wrong number when it intercepts conversations in terrorism investigations. And mission critics say underscores the need to revise... wiretap provisions in the Patriot Act.
They're always bumbling something over there at that FBI, aren't they?
Woo-hoo! The FBI could not say how often these mistakes happen.
And why were you tapping Paris Hilton's phone?
Well, it must have been an accident.
Hi! And though any incriminating evidence mistakenly collected is not legally admissible in a criminal case, there is no way of knowing whether it is used to begin an investigation.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, good point.
If they just run across information, and then we have to trust them not to use it in the future?
Yeah, right.
Please.
I'll trust them as far as I can throw them.
It's not a good check and balance. They should not have access to our privacy without us knowing it.
No doubt.
Because they have not shown themselves
there
to be...
There shouldn't be an FBI, as far as I'm concerned.
They haven't shown themselves to be good stewards of our privacy in the past. They've shown themselves to be bad stewards.
The FBI is an oxymoron and a contradiction in the first place. Its very name is a contradiction.
Federal Bureau of Investigations?
Yeah, it's just they're not capable of doing anything.
Pretty much. I mean, really, what good has the FBI brought the world?
Well, you can say that the kidnapping is down. Like, there's no kidnapping for money going on in the United States anymore. And the FBI is responsible for that.
How do you know?
How do I know that it's not happening?
How do you know that both? How do you know they're
responsible? Have you heard of one?
Not necessarily.
Okay. You haven't heard of one, and you scour the news all day long. Secondly, the FBI, I have been told, and Saul, that they are pretty much responsible for having tracked it down. Because it would be difficult for, especially in the past, for smaller police agencies to have done the national thing. Now I would say that it would be easier for them because we have computers, but...
I would say that while that may be true, Manwich, it's certainly something that could very easily have been solved by the free market and free market protection agencies and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you give me an example?
Well, no, there is no free market protection agency.
All right.
But I'm sure of it.
Yep, I'm sure you are.
Yeah. Moving on, parts of the Patriot Act, including a section on roving wiretaps, expire in December. Good. Finally.
Yeah.
Such wiretaps allow the FBI to get permission from a secret federal court. You would need a Federal Bureau of Investigations to find the secret federal court.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Okay, great. We're gonna put a wiretap on your line, presuming you even caught wind of it or knew about it. Well, wait a minute. Where did you get permission from? Well, the secret court. But how do I verify that? Sorry, we can't tell you. It's secret. You know, that's almost what they were asking for before, which is carte blanche to just write whatever search warrants they wanted to. Remember when they were pushing for that?
Yeah.
And I don't even know if they got it. I'm not sure. Maybe they do have that now. But they basically wanted to be able to just write up any old warrant. They wouldn't even have to go to a judge,
let alone
a secret court judge.
What it says here is they can go to the secret court to get permission to listen in on any phone line or monitor any Internet account that a terrorism suspect may be using. Regardless of whether or not others who are not suspects also regularly use it. And from what we know, personally, we know people in the area who are terrorism suspects and who have people following them around.
Really?
We know a kid who's just out of high school who's being followed because he messed with military recruiters. He's on a terrorism watch list.
I don't know this person.
Yes, you do. We met him at the Earth Dance.
Really?
The guy, we talked to him. There's a local guy who's part of a youth political organization
right.
who messed with the besides
recruiters,
all that,
recruiters in the high schools, so they started following him around. They
We've read articles of toddlers that are on the terrorist watch.
Yeah, how about
right.
the nun?
I mean, forget the guy that might actually have a reason.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we know plenty of people. I'm sure we're on a list.
I don't know whether we're on the list.
Advocates.
What I'm saying is we've read stories here of multiple times that toddlers, there's hundreds of toddlers on a terrorist watch
list. I'm sure most of the hosts on GCN are on these lists. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Don't forget the 70-year-old nun who is on the terrorist
watch
list as well.
They don't watch anyone. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if they
have any evidence or
they don't care who they're watching, really. As long as they're watching somebody, they're doing their so-called jobs, they don't really care if the person they're watching is doing anything. In fact, it makes their jobs easier if the person's not doing anything.
I like
just watching someone do nothing.
Penn and Teller's BS.
More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-5791 is the new phone number. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So, that number is particularly hard because it's got the worst numbers in it. The 50... Because 50 sounds kind of like 60 sometimes, and then 90, because you got the 9. 5 and 9 are known to both be the worst numbers.
I've always wanted to do a study on what license plate number would be the least memorable. I mean,
is that right?
Because, you know, some people would be motivated to have, criminals or whomever, people, we're all criminals with cops out there trying to punch our numbers into. So if you had like a 0000, Or maybe one I one. Yeah, you know, I mean, just
zero
which would
Q.
be the most
zero O Q
unmemorable
Q,
and
zero, zero,
difficult
o.
to discern license plate.
That's a good question, man. Which maybe our bulletin board system.
Zeros and Qs and Ds and I's and ones and O's. Those are good numbers to have.
Maybe you should ask the BBS members, because you can go online at freetalklive.com, get interactive with the bulletin board system there. There's over 900 people and over like 54,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of different topics, everything from innocent, fun stuff to downright serious issues being discussed right now on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, freetalklive.com.
That way when the FBI tracks, you know, well, why did he specifically purchase this license plate that's Q0OD. It doesn't seem to be an acronym for anything.
By the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. I don't know. You wanted to comment on the bureaucrats. We were talking about the FBI, and personally, I think that we just need to get rid of them, because what I was pointing out is they may be tracking all of these people, and they may be doing it accidentally, but at the same time, the FBI... Why would they really care? I mean, there's plenty of those bureaucrats wouldn't care if they were accidentally assigned to somebody that wasn't really doing any sort of terrorist activity, and all they had to do all day was, you know, track around some nun or track around some boring person who's just going from day to day, going to their job and coming home. I mean, really, if you were an FBI field agent and that was your job, was to track somebody that you knew wasn't doing anything wrong, it'd be a pretty cushy little job, right? I mean,
how could you mess up?
Right.
Well, this guy says it's hard.
It's hard?
David Sobel, general counsel of the Electronic Privacy Information Center, said technological advances have made it harder, not easier, to conduct wiretapping in a surgical way because digital communications often carry many conversations. And it's not just like the old days when there was one dedicated line between me and you, Sobel said.
Hmm. I see. He means like maybe at a business, a place of business or something like
that. No, I think he means just in general. I think when they tap these things, they go to like an ISP. Like, for example, we hear we're on Comcast. So they just go and they're just, we're going to tap all the, you know, Comcast traffic for this huge area.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, really? They could do a wide tap like that?
Yeah, they're roving taps is what this stuff is under the Patriot Act.
Interesting. Well, you were pointing out the episode of Penn and Teller's BS. You wanted to get to it before we left for that last segment, but you didn't have time.
Yeah, just I thought it was interesting. You know, the fact that we're paying these people to go around doing all this spying, basically, on people.
That's what they're allegedly doing.
That's what they're allegedly being paid to do, but they on the Penn and Teller show, they you know, hired some security folk.
Right, they pretended like
they tried to distract them, and boy, were they easy to distract.
Yeah, they pretended like they were the feds, and they hired on some new bureaucrats to keep an eye on a terrorist suspect. But next door, they set up a little kind of a show for them with a, you know, pretty lady getting naked, that sort of thing.
Mm.
And so instead of watching the terrorist suspect,
they turn the camera.
They all turn the cameras over to watch the naked lady, like all except for one guy. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live, Hour 2 coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.